Wow. A lot of people around the country were stunned by this news yesterday, but especially in North Carolina, where residents are mourning the shooting death of four uniformed officers in one incident. Four. Police say a Charlotte police officer and three members of the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force were shot and killed when they tried to serve a warrant in Charlotte yesterday afternoon. The suspect was also killed. After being briefed, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper visited with the families of the fallen officers.
There really aren't words that you can say, because obviously the families of these officers who've lost their lives this afternoon are in shock and despair.
Even though there are, no words, he did say something to them, of course.
I let them know that on behalf of the people of North Carolina, that we are grateful for them and the lives of those officers who put their lives on the line, and how much we appreciate it.
Police Chief Johnny Jennings explains how this went down. So deputy marshals, sheriff's deputies, officers who are all part of that U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force were serving a warrant for a felon who was wanted for possessing a firearm.
When they approached that individual, they were met with gunfire. Officers returned gunfire and struck the victim, who was later pronounced deceased in the front yard of the residence.
But it wasn't over at that point, because some of the officers who rushed to rescue the first wave of downed officers were wounded as a second shooter began firing on them after they killed that wanted man.
So after a long standoff, we were able to clear this residence and confirm that there were two additional people inside. They were both brought to the police station as persons of interest.
That standoff, by the way, lasted 3 hours, and it only ended after that home was torn apart by armored vehicles that smashed into it. They ripped out windows and entire doorways, and reportedly something akin to a sniper's nest was found in that home. In addition to that Charlotte police officer who was gunned down, the Marshals Service confirmed one of its agents was killed. And according to North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, the other two law enforcement officers who were killed were with the State Department of Adult Corrections. So that would be like a parole officer, or it would be my guess in that situation. And that is why they were approaching a man who was illegally, according to police, possessing a weapon. Because after you're convicted of a felony in almost every state that I know of, you're not allowed to possess a firearm anymore. And the reason there was such a diverse mix of law enforcement officers who were killed is because of the fact that the U.S. Marshals, Carolina's Regional Fugitive Task Force, partners with more than 70 federal, state, and local agencies, and they help all of these different agencies bring people to justice, get them behind bars to face trial in some cases for what they've committed as a crime. Or, as is the case here, this guy, I'm sure, was headed back to prison for possessing a firearm, being a felon. Here's what's really shocking about yesterday's shooting. The National Fraternal Order of Police reports, and this is the latest that I can find, the latest info I can find on officers who've been shot across the country this year. They report, FOP reports, that as of the beginning of this month, there had been 98 officers shot in the line of duty so far in 2024. Of those officers who were shot, 10 of them died. There's been 20 ambush-style attacks on law enforcement officers this year. I think this qualifies when you consider what they found in that house after the suspect that they were there to pick up had been shot. There were still shots coming from the house. And these ambush-style attacks have resulted in 26 officers shot, three of whom were killed. That was as of the beginning of this month. So that number has been more than doubled just in this one incident in North Carolina.